Where it's 9:31 and time to check in with our good friend, Dr. Brett Ellis of Veterinary Associates. Ask Brett the Vet is on the air if you have a question for the doctor or just need some veterinary advice. I will let you know how you can get a hold of Veterinary Associates after we conduct our little chat here, as we do every Thursday at 9:30. Doc, how are you?
Good, good. Enjoying this weather, man. More days of no mud and no bugs, and you know, you keep thinking those mosquitoes are going to show up and flies, and they're trying, but they're not there yet. So we got a nice cool night last night. I'm sure that didn't help those guys come out. So it's been sure nice being outside. I had farm calls Tuesday and all day yesterday, and it hardly feels like work when you're out on days like today and yesterday. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. We've got great weather, not too hot. I mean, usually we get around this time of year, and you could be making some of those farm calls, and you could be sweating to death. But so far, so good.
So far, so good. So everybody's getting ready for Memorial Day, and you know, get the pools ready. And I don't know if this weather's too conducive for swimming yet, but you know, you can get there.
Well, looking a little deeper into the forecast, I see 85 on Tuesday and 89 on Wednesday. So
it's coming.
It's around the corner.
Oh yeah, well that pool will feel real good then. So yeah, but we've been preparing. I'm getting ready to take more continuing education for Chinese medicine. Flying out to Vermont once a month. Starting in June, I go Wednesday through Saturday of the classes. The classes start at 7 a.m. and go until 9 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're not messing around. You're going to get this information. So I'm pretty sure they got a good way of getting it to us and helping us learn it. So, but basically learning all the herbs and how to take the pulse and interpret the pulse of the dog. That's the biggest thing with finding the right acupuncture, Chinese medical diagnosis, and selecting the right herb and right treatment. So I'm going to get much better at that and, you know, just get to experience Vermont in the spring, but I'll be mostly looking from the inside out. So we'll keep you posted on that, but there will be, starting June, July, August, September, I'll be missing, one Thursday each month. So, and it kind of varies which week that is, but, looking forward to it. Keep that brain growing. It's a good thing.
Boy, that's a lot of class time. It's one thing to be in there, you know, over a week, but when you compact it into 3 days and you're there 12, 14 hours a day, that's a lot.
Yeah. And they do have labs. So we'll be working them with dogs too. So part of that's in there. You know, of course, they let us eat. And nice thing is, the guy that I took the acupuncture course with in 2005, it's at his place in Vermont, and his wife is this amazing cook. And so we have these farm fresh eggs and breakfast every day, organic vegetables. Of course, in Vermont, so we get granola and lots of local pastries. So they do nourish us while we're there. So we don't have to go out tonight. You know, well, usually when you go to a conference or you go to an event for work or something, you go out and you eat and you drink and you feel terrible and you're eating fast food or you're eating stuff out of a vending machine or, you know, Starbucks crap. And then you feel terrible when you get back. But, when I went there in October, it was, came back, I felt great. I mean, you know, you eat all this wonderful homemade food, so mm-hmm. That's a really nice feature for the conference.
So Dr. Brett Ellis joining us on Ask Brett the Vet. Tell us about a new medicine that's coming out for arthritis with some of our four-legged friends.
Yeah, so they had one that came out last January for cats, and it's had some good response. We haven't seen like over the moon response with it. It's a monoclonal antibody. You know, we just talked about the parvo treatment a week ago or so. That's a monoclonal antibody. This is one for arthritis pain, and what they found is that dogs with arthritis pain have nerve growth factor increase in their blood. So this monoclonal antibody it changes and inhibits the activity of this protein so that it doesn't get the pain signal to the brain. So this drug isn't really treating the arthritis. It's stopping the pain signal from going to the brain. You know, and arthritis is a multifactorial thing. It's, you know, being overweight. Fat leads to inflammation. If you have instability in the vertebrae or the hips or the knees or elbows, you will get arthritis in those areas there too, where the body's, if there's too much movement in that joint, the body tries to fuse it together through many processes, the inflammation being one of them. So this is not an anti-inflammatory, which is good because anti-inflammatories can cause other problems. You know, we used to think when you inflammation just kind of fizzled out, right? You hit your thumb with a hammer, and that inflammation just eventually goes away. But it's not true. It actually takes a return of blood supply back to the site of inflammation to bring that inflammation to resolution. And that's part of what the issue is with taking like an anti-inflammatory every day, is those kind of draw blood away from the site of inflammation, which is good in the first part. You know, you want that ice pack. You want something to restrict blood flow when the site is inflamed. But over time, you want to get that blood supply back. And if you keep taking anti-inflammatories every day, it just creates a smoldering inflammation soup that can lead to all kinds of other things that we see, which I'm sure we're going to come up with a monoclonal antibody treatment for that, because obviously we're, you know, that's what we do with the drug companies. We find a symptom that's causing a problem, and then we figure out a way to treat that symptom. But we're not treating the root problem, which can be, you know, diet, inflammation related to diet and lack of exercise. You know, because when you think about pain, pain is the messenger, you know. And if you kill the messenger, then you might miss some things. And not that I want animals to be in pain. It's exactly the opposite of what we do. But trying to find different solutions, that's why I'm going to Vermont. To address the pain without causing other untoward side effects. And I'll be honest, I mean, there are some dogs that just do better with a little anti-inflammatory once a day or twice a week or three times a week, and that's good. That's great. But if we can get out of that habit of doing it every day just because we can see improvement in quality of life, you can see improvement in your wallet because you're not feeding the drug companies, and you can see, you know, improvement in the pets' enjoyment being with you and what you get to do together. So those are all the, you know, good things about the drug is, you know, it can be effective. Bad things are it can cause kidney problems, it can cause skin infections, it can cause them to stop eating. They can get rashes from the injection site. So it's not without consequence. So that's, you know, that's always a hard thing too with the injectables. I think the reason, my theory is we're going this way, is so that veterinarians can do this without prescribing a pill. You know, with, you know, I've been a Chewy and everything being online, they're trying to create medicines that get you to come back to the office. So certainly that's the best way, you know, to have your veterinarian give something like this, because you want to be monitoring things closely to make sure they're not having problems. The downside about injectables is once you give it, you can't take it back, you know. And if your dog has a reaction to it, what do you do? You know, you got to just treat the symptoms and support them until they can, you know, get it out of their system. So that's the scary part of giving those long-acting injectables is, you know, how is it going to react to my dog, and what can we do about it if it does happen? So, yeah, that's the skinny on that.
Dr. Brett Ellis dropping by to give us the 411 on what's going on with the animal kingdom. Folks have some inflammation at home with their dog, shall we say, or something of that nature, how can they get a hold of you?
We had calls, 937-372-9978. We are still taking new clients. Unfortunately, it's about a 6-week waiting time to get in, but because again, we said we're going to take care of our own first, and then once you're part of us, then we're going to take care of you. So we're still having room for that, and still enjoying the. It's always fun to have a new challenge. So you know, whether it's from our existing clients or new clients, sometimes you get to see some of these cases that haven't had such success other places, and you know, you get to be the one that makes the animal feel better. So we certainly enjoy doing that and trying our different modalities of treatment we have there at Veterinary Associates.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys. Take care. Enjoy the day, and talk to you next week when it's hot out.
Yes. Till then, have a good one.
Have a good one. Take care.
All right. See you, Doc.